أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
Hajj is during well-known months. So whoever has made Hajj obligatory upon himself by entering the state of Ihram, there is to be for him no sexual relations and no disobedience and no disputing during Hajj. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And take provisions. But indeed the best provision is fear of Allah. And fear me, O you of understanding. تصفو الحياة بنور هدى جمال الوجود بذكر الإله وتصفو الحياة بنور هدى وتطلب نفس له طاعة.
تسنيم، I have something to tell you. But I don't know if...
Zaid, you know I can't deal with too much right now. Since therapy, I feel I can only handle one thing at a time. If it's not important, can we discuss it at another time?
Tess, I know you are still settling into life here in Rosewood again. It's been an emotional journey for you, I understand. And for me too. Learning how to live nicely with each other again after all that we've been through. But... Well, Tasneem, this is something that can't wait. I need to give them an answer like as in yesterday.
All right then, what is it?
I got a call from the Hajj Council today. Our names are on the list, Tasneem. Aziza's also. We've all been accredited for Hajj.
What? Now? No. Zaid, I can't go.
Medina, 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 Medina,
Mujhe Makkah, Medina jana hai, Mujhe Mola, Medina jana hai.
Later, in the leafy suburb of Rosewood, Zaid's father, Dada Rashid, along with his new wife, Auntie Gori, come for a Sunday afternoon lunch with the family.
Oh, it's so beautiful out here. Although I must say, I can feel the chill setting in, especially at home, where it's much colder. I'm getting old now, even my bones creak when I wake up in the morning. Aziza, lucky you've moved in here with Zaid, eh? Southville is freezing already, and it's not even winter yet.
Abba, you sound like you live in another country, not just like 30 k's away. Auntie Gori, does he always complain so much?
Not always.
Well, I certainly can't complain about this meal. Tasneem, it's delicious as always. Now, Zaid, you said you had something to tell us?
Gee, I have some really good news. So, Tasneem and I have been accredited for Hajj, alhamdulillah.
And me also, Abba.
MashaAllah, what wonderful news. I remember my first Hajj in the 80s with your mother. It was the turning point in our lives.
You mean you weren't always so pious, Dada?
Haha, no. Your ma and I were quite modern in our time. But when we came back from Hajj, we tried to put more deen into our lives.
I also remember my Hajj with my late husband. It was amazing. Please pass me the rolls. Oh, but aren't they only taking 1 million people this year because of COVID? I believe the quota for South Africa is very low.
Gee, mommy,
Daddy and Azifoy are really lucky they got accredited.
Alhamdulillah. I can't believe we've been chosen. And even though we are starting a project at work to design a new shopping complex next month, I'm going to put in my leave from now, really. Inshallah.
You haven't been working there for too long, Zaid. I hope they give you the time off.
They are quite easy at the firm, Abba. I'm sure they won't mind. And I think we'll only be able to take the 3-week package anyway. Because the prices are so high this year, Dada.
Zaid, I have my Hajj fund saved up. Although, you might have to add to it. I'm so grateful that you're taking me with. Alhamdulillah. It really is such a blessing from Allah. Tasneem, it's so kind of you to allow me to tag along with you and Zaid.
Yes. But I don't know if I'll manage to go. The kids, they'll still be at school. And Sarah is writing her trial soon. How am I going to leave them?
I'll be fine, Mummy. I've started studying already.
Tess, we've discussed this already.
Of course, you have to go, Tasneem. This opportunity doesn't come every year. Don't worry about the kids. We'll come and stay here with them, right, Corey?
Most definitely. It's been ages since I've looked after a house full of teenagers. Ooh, kids. We'll have such fun.
Tasneem's doubts have been, well, if not exactly allayed, then at least put in the back burner for now. She continues with her therapy and comes in for some extra sessions before she leaves for the Hajj. And I feel that she's ready for the journey of a lifetime. Exactly 2 months later, Tasneem finds herself coming to the end of her stay in Medina with Zaid and Aziza.
Oh, beautiful Medina. Assalamu alaikum.
Aziza, how do you always cry so easily?
Tasneem, aren't you sad to be leaving the city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How? How can you not cry?
Of course I'm sad. It's just, I don't know. Since Zaid and I are back together, I just feel so empty, you know?
Well, you have been through such a lot emotionally, but at least you're continuing with the therapy.
The therapy is really helping, and Zaid has been so supportive. Even after all I put him through, I just wish I didn't feel so numb all the time.
Sometimes when we're hurting, or when we know we've hurt the people we love, we close ourselves off to our feelings. Give it time, Tasneem. You can't just expect to be cured instantly. Your mind and heart need to find a way to reconnect. And that doesn't just happen overnight.
You're right. It's just so hard, you know.
I know. But Tasneem, don't ever forget that the weapon of a believer is dua. Look around. We're in the blessed city of Medina. And in a few hours, we'll be in Mecca. What better places to have duas accepted?
Definitely. Oh, look, there's Zaid calling us. I think our bus must be ready to leave for Mecca. They're probably waiting for us.
Tess, wake up, my dear.
Are we in Mecca already?
No, this is the Musafir Khana, the halfway stop between Medina and Mecca.
Oh, yes. Mulana Ismail did tell us about it in the Hajj classes.
This place really looks like the desert, but I see there's a masjid at the back. I'm going to pray Dhuhr while I still have wudu.
I need the bathroom, and I have to make wudu again, so I'll meet you there when I'm done. How much time do we have?
I think the bus driver said 40 minutes. I'm getting to brush up on my Arabic on this trip.
Tasneem gets off the bus and makes her way to the bathrooms. When she's done making wudu, she steps out of the restroom and is stunned to see her friend Anissa.
Anissa?
Assalamu alaikum, Tasneem.
Wa alaikum assalam. But
But what are you doing here?
The same thing as you. Obviously, I came for Hajj.
But you didn't even tell me?
Could I tell you anything when you haven't called me in months? And neither did you tell me that you had been accepted for Hajj. I had to hear it from our old aqua instructor.
Oh, I didn't, but who did you come with?
Tasneem, you are all so worth it usually. Don't you know the new laws? Females don't need a mahram to visit the kingdom anymore.
You mean you came here all by yourself?
Exactly. You know, I don't have any mahrams. I had put in my application while I was still married. And when the accreditation came though, I thought, well, why not seize the opportunity and still come? Being a divorcee doesn't mean I can't also do Hajj.
So you're completely on your own?
No, not completely. My cousin Hassan and his wife were also coming. So I just joined them, you know.
So you're on your way to Mecca now?
Yes. Give me your hotel name. Maybe we can meet up for tawaf and some shopping like old times, hey?
Tasneem is unsure how to answer Anissa. She would like to catch up with her old friend, but she also knows that she does not want to fall into the trap of her past wrongs. Fortunately, she looks up just in time to see Zaid motioning her over. As Zaid walks closer to them, she sees him do a double take as he recognizes Anissa. Tasneem sees a look pass between her friend and her husband, and she feels suddenly uneasy.
Muhammad Nabina, binuru hadina, min Makkah habibi.
Tune in to the next episode of The Journey to Change, a Radio Islam International production.
وتحلف صفاته يا بخت اللي فضل